Visit to Heaven, First Testimony by Esau. 2 Corinthians 12:2 reads, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up as far as the third heaven. We were in the room when we had the first experience. The room started to fill again with the light from the presence of the Lord. It was powerful, so powerful, that it lit up the entire room. The room was full of His glory. It was beautiful to be before Him. Jesus told us,
My sons, now I will show you my kingdom, and we will go to my glory.
We took each other's hands and were lifted up. I looked down and noticed that we were going out of our own bodies. As we left our bodies, we were dressed with white robes and started to go up at a very high speed. We arrived in front of a pair of doors, which was the entrance to the kingdom of heaven. We were astonished at what was happening to us. Thankfully, Jesus, the Son of God, was there with us, along with two angels, who each had four wings. The angels began to talk to us, but we didn't understand what they were saying. Their language was very different from ours. Neither was it like any earthly language. These angels were welcoming us, and they opened those immense doors. We saw a wonderful place with many different things. When we came inside, a perfect peace filled our hearts. The Bible tells us that God would give us peace that surpasses all human understandings. Philippians 4:7. The first thing that I saw was a deer. So I asked one of my friends, Sandra, are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? She was no longer crying or shouting anymore, as when we were shown hell. She was smiling and said,
Yes, Esau, I'm looking at a deer.
Then I knew that everything was real. We were really in the kingdom of heaven. All the horrors that we saw in hell were soon forgotten. We were enjoying the glory of God. We went to where the deer was, and behind it stood an absolutely huge tree. It was in the center of the paradise. The Bible tells us in Revelation 2:7, Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I will grant the victor to eat from the tree of life that stands in the paradise of God. This tree is a symbol of Jesus, because Christ is eternal life. Behind the tree was a river of crystalline water. It was so clear and beautiful, like we had never seen before on earth. We just wanted to stay in that place. Many times we said to the Lord, Lord, please, don't take us out of this place. We want to be here forever. We don't want to go back to earth. And the Lord answered us,
It is necessary that you go back to give testimony of all the things that I have prepared for those who love me, because I am coming back very soon, and my reward is with me.
When we saw the river, we hurried there and got inside of it. We remembered the scripture that says that whoever believes in the Lord, from his belly shall run rivers of living water. John 7:38. The water from this river seemed to have life in itself, so we immersed ourselves in it. Inside and outside of the water, we could breathe normally. The river was very deep, and there were many different colors of fish swimming in it. The light inside and out of the water was normal. In heaven, light did not seem to come from a specific source. Everything was just brightly lit up. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus is the light of that city, Revelations 21:23. With our hands, we took some of the fish out of the water, and they didn't die. So we ran to the Lord and asked him why. And the Lord smiled and answered that in heaven, there is no more death, no more crying, and no more pain, Revelations 21:4. We left the river and ran to every place we could find. We wanted to touch and experience everything. We wanted to bring everything back home with us because we were so amazed at the things that were in heaven. They simply cannot be explained sufficiently with words. When the Apostle Paul was taken to heaven, he saw things that he could never explain with words because of the greatness of the things in the kingdom of heaven. 2 Corinthians 12. There are things that we saw that we have almost no way of it describing. We then came to a very immense area, a very wonderful and beautiful place. This place was full of precious stones, gold, emeralds, rubies and diamonds. The floor was made of pure gold. We then went to a place where there were three very large books. The first one was a Bible made of gold. In Psalms, it tells us that the Word of God is eternal and that the Word of God remains in heaven forever. Psalms 119:89. We were looking at a huge golden Bible. The pages, the scripture, and everything was made of pure gold. The second book that we saw was bigger than the Bible. It was open, and an angel was sitting there, writing inside the book. Together with the Lord Jesus, we got closer to see what the angel was writing. The angel was writing all the things that were happening on the earth. Everything that has happened, including the date, the hour, everything is recorded there. This is done so that the Word of God can be fulfilled where it says that the books were opened and that the people on the earth were judged according to their works that were written in those books. Revelation 20:12. The angel was writing all the things that the people were doing here on earth, good or bad, as it is written. We continued to the place where the third book was. It was even larger than the last book. The book was closed, but we got closer to it. All seven of us together took the book down from its stand, according to the command of the Lord, and we put it on a pillar. The pillars and columns in heaven are so wonderful. They're not made like the ones on earth. The columns were like braid. They were made of different precious stones. Some were made of diamonds. Others were made of pure emeralds. Others were made of pure gold. And others were made of a combination of many different types of stones. I then understood that God really is the owner of all things, as it is written in Haggai 2:8, "The gold is mine, and the silver is mine." I understand that God is absolutely rich, and he owns all the riches in the world. I also understand that the world, in all its fullness, belongs to our God, and he wants to give it to those who ask in faith. The Lord said, "Ask me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance." Psalms 2:8. This book that we put on the column was so big that in order to turn a page, we had to walk each page to the other side of the book. We tried to read what was in the book as the Lord asked us, and at first it was difficult to read because it was written in a strange characters that we could not understand. It was different from any earthly language. It was something totally heavenly. But with the help of the Holy Ghost, we were given the grace to understand it. It was like bandages were taken off our eyes, and we could then understand the writing as clear as our own language. We could see that all seven of our names were written in this book. The Lord told us that it was the book of life, Revelations 3:5. We noted that the names written in the book were not the names we were called on earth. These names were new. So the Word of God can be fulfilled when it says that he would give us a new name that no one else knows but the person who receives it. Revelations 2:17. In heaven, we were able to pronounce our names. But once the Lord brought us back to earth, Those names are taken from our memories and our hearts. The Word of God is eternal, and it has to be fulfilled. My friends, the Bible says in Revelation 3:11, "Don't let anyone take your crown. Don't let anyone usurp or remove that place that the Father has ready for you." In heaven, there are millions of things that are wonderful. We just can't express it with our mouths. But I want to tell you something. God is waiting for you. However, it is only the people that persevere until the end who will be saved. Mark 13:13.